T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now it's time to chat with the Pitt quarterback, presented by Dr. John Bush, DMD, at pittsmiles.com. Kenny, I would not describe you as like a pretty boy quarterback. You know those pretty boy quarterbacks that just sit there in the pocket and they bitch to refs when they get hit and they complain and they want every call?
Who
and they
would
don't
you
like
say
getting
is
touched.
One of those quarterbacks, Pony? Give us an example.
I think Jay Cutler was one of those guys. I think Jay Cutler was
I
one
did
of those
not
types.
Think, I did not think Jay Cutler's name was coming out of your
no,
mouth.
No, me neither.
I don't think it. Kenny, I hope you take this as a term of endearment. You, to me, are like a football player. You kind of like getting hit, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing different positions. I think a lot of guys grow up just playing quarterbacks now. You know, I grew up playing defense and running back and all different positions of the field, so I look at myself as a football player.
Kenny, what was it like as a football player who's playing with emotion to you fall down early in that game, but then to silence that many people? I imagine that has to be the biggest crowd you played in front of, right?
State College.
Yeah, Penn State being maybe the only other one that's comparable in terms of sheer numbers. What's it like being there, all that orange in the crowd, and hearing them go silent as you're making plays?
Yeah, it's a special feeling. It's something that, you know, kind of brings a team together. You know, moments like that, it kind of defines your season and helps you, you know, build confidence as you go. So it was great that we had that in week two. And, you know, I know our guys are itching to get back on the field and, you know, Heinz Field this Saturday.
Kenny, everybody was Kenny, this is Doran, first of all. But everybody was harping on, you know, Pitt going down to SEC country and they have to play an SEC team first time in how many years. Did you see a difference in speed from an SEC football team in Tennessee? I mean, even thinking back to last year, I know you haven't played any ACC games yet, but did you see a difference in speed from their defense?
You know, I wouldn't say it was anything really noticeable. I mean, we're playing at a high level in the ACC, and we're going against our defense every single day, and our defense flies around. So I think we were well prepared coming out of camp and having this game early in the season, you know, based off of how fast our defense is. And, you know, they were just as fast, you know, maybe a little bit quicker at a few positions, but I wouldn't say it was anything really noticeable that, you know, I noticed when I was playing.
Why is the Kenny Pickett quarterback sneak so effective? Why is that such a good play that you guys call a lot and get to work in? That gets you first downs and tutters, Kenny. Do you like tutters, by the way? Tutties? You okay with that?
I'll take whatever, as long as they, you know, I score and we all get right points on the board, so it doesn't matter what we call them. I'm not really sure. I just, you know, I think it's just a will to score, and it's something that I think, you know, either you have or you don't. It's just you have that, you know, drive to get in the end zone and do whatever you got to do to get in.
Is it a technique thing? Because Brady's great at it, and he's not the biggest, toughest quarterback. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, he's a competitor, though. You know,
yeah.
I think that has a huge part to it. But, yeah, I think there's a little bit of a technique to it. It's something that you just learn over time doing it, and you see guys. You know, right before the snap, you pause. You know, you pause, and you want to see where he's leaning, and it's just kind of a feel thing. And I just think we have a pretty good feel for it.
How could you say Brady's not the biggest, toughest quarterback? He's literally 6'5", 235 pounds.
Yeah, but
he's never shown that he's not tough.
But he has the Botox, and right, Chris, do you think he gets Botox or no?
Are you high right now?
What, you don't think he gets Botox?
No, who cares if he gets Botox? He's like a tough SOB, man.
Yeah, but no one looks at Brady and thinks there's a big brawler type.
I do.
You do? Well, you played with him, so I guess you're probably a more reliable
source. I mean, you're making it seem like he's Kyler Murray, but smaller.
All right, fine. I'll concede the point.
Thank
you. You guys are right and I'm wrong. Go ahead, ask
Kenny,
the question,
Kenny, I have a much more important question. I'm old. I'm boring. I don't watch many movies. I'm down on pop culture right now. What was the little dance move that Jordan Addison did after what proved to be the winning touchdown? I'm sitting there watching that game. I'm going, oh, God, don't get a taunting. Those refs want to throw a flag for anything nowadays. You're doing something on the checkerboard there. What exactly is that? Please help me. Help me feel hip and young again.
If I'm correct, I hope I'm correct. I'm pretty sure I am. He was hitting the hopscotch through the checkerboard.
Ah.
That makes a lot more sense.
A nice personal touch there.
Ooh. Yeah. Going through a little swag in there. You know, that I was yelling to get off the field because I was like, you know, we can't take a penalty here. So I was screaming to get off.
Dorn, you ever do a personalized touchdown celebration like that?
No, I didn't have the wit to do that back then. I was just happy I scored.
Okay. And you couldn't spike the ball like Gronk in college back then either, right?
No, nothing.
Jeez. Do you think Larry Fitzgerald doing the little flip to the ref was badass? Because, like, everyone around here tried to make it into this super badass thing. I can't decide if I like it or not.
I did that in high school because of Larry. In high school, every single touchdown I ran, which was a lot, I flipped it to the ref.
Which was a lot. Look at you.
Every time.
Small flex.
Kenny, you know, Taysier Mack had 100 yards receiving. Lucas Kroll had a touchdown. Jordan Addison had a touchdown. How important was it this offseason to get with those guys and to get on the same page? Because people may think that these things happen overnight, and they don't. But for you guys to be on the same page in the first two games, how important was it to have that camaraderie in the offseason and outside of practice being together?
Yeah, dude, it's great to see your work and all your preparation, you know, coming to fruition in a game. You know how that goes with the amount of reps and how often you rep a certain play, and you really only get one opportunity at it, maybe two, to – you know, succeed and have all that work pay off. So I think all these guys are starting to see that, you know, all the time in the off season and the winter and the spring and the summer, it's all starting to pay off. And, you know, we're going to start to click here at the right time.
Kenny, how about the communication between you and Whipple? Because a lot of people in the media say things like, what the heck? The guy has to run over to the sideline to get the play. You don't see that in college football anymore. You see people on the sideline holding up signs with, like, pictures of LeBron James and, like, spaghetti and meatballs on there. You know what I'm talking about, Dorn?
Yeah, I do.
So, I'm serious. That's how plays go in now. So you guys kind of do it the old school way. Explain to the Pitt fans listening why that works for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something that I feel like everybody else has a problem with, but, you know, myself and Coach Whipple, we've never had to delay a game. I think we did a really good job handling noise. I didn't have an issue hearing him give me the play. We have a lot of hand signals that we had in for this game just in case. So we had some other guys doing hand signals as well. But honestly, if there's just a play that we've gone over, he'll give me a little reminder, you know, like alert, you know, watch this safety here, or, you know, peak Jordan on this play, or something like that. So it's all little things that really go a long way in that goes through my head as I'm getting ready to go call the play and I walk back to the huddle. I have plenty of time to get to the huddle and call the play and read the defense at the line. So it's just something that works for us.
Kenny, do you ever find yourself winded doing that?
I can't. I mean, because sometimes, like, I really don't go all the way to the sideline. If you watch, I'm, like, hovering around the numbers. He'll walk out a little bit. He'll kind of yell it to me. There was one play I actually read his lips from the opposite hash.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm so.
Is there an F word in there?
I was gonna say certain words are easier to read than others.
No. It's just one of our one word plays, and there's a signal for it. But before those guys even started signaling, I just saw them say it, and you know, I already in the situation, it was third and short. I had an idea of where we're going in the game plan, so a lot of things kind of really helped me out with how much we meet and the continuity that we have with this play calling.
Kenny, there's a lot of Pitt fans listening to this, and so I'm going to use it to maybe give you a chance. You're the leader of this team to dap somebody up who I thought, like, he made the big play of the game at the end defensively, but I'm thinking more about a play very early in this game that I thought was really impressive, and it's Milton getting loose down the sideline, big guy running, and he looks like he's putting ground between him and the rest of the defenders, and he's going to go in for a score. And then Brandon Hill gets him tripped up inside the five. You guys end up holding them to a field goal instead of a tutter in that game. Tutters, Pony?
I like it.
Tutters? What does that mean to you? You're a leader. You're the leader of this team, in my opinion. To see a guy lay out like that, stop a touchdown, end up keeping 4 points off the board for the opposition.
Yeah, no, I mean, Brandon's a really big-time player, and I think he's emerging, you know, every day as a leader. He's learning how to lead, and it's something that doesn't come easy, and every day he's trying to get better at it. But he brings, you know, a great attitude to the team, a great attitude to the defense, and he makes consistent great plays. I mean, with the first game and now this game, obviously with the pick to really seal the game. So I can't say enough great things about Brandon. I mean, he's a guy who came in as a freshman. I don't know if they want him on offense or defense, but I went up to Coach Dews and I was like, listen, if you guys don't want that guy on defense, you know, we'll take him on offense, because he's just the kind of guy that you really want to play with how hard and his intensity he brings. So, you know, I'm really happy that he's on our team.
Kenny, I was a part of a team in 2008, my junior year, who lost to Bowling Green their first game of the year, Mac School. I know you're not playing
what
a Mac.
What was that like that in it that locker rough. Room after the game?
I mean, it was rough. And, you know, it was the typical situation where we overlooked. We were looking at next week.
Were you guys ranked?
I don't think so.
So you, okay. But you're giving us the real talk right now, yes. Because you acknowledge we did overlook those guys.
Oh, we overlooked them. We're like, hey, it's a Mac School. It's Bowling Green. We're supposed to go in here. It's a tune-up game.
Don't
we're
sit that around to... Roethlisberger. He gets really touchy about the Mac School stuff.
Well, hey, it is what it, he won. Well, they won. So, Kenny, you're playing a Mac School this week. You have a nice bulk of the schedule in October where you have you know, some big games coming up. How hard is it to stay focused on this week and not overlook a team like Western Michigan?
Yeah, you know, we want to go earn our respect every week. So I think that's kind of what we're really focused on doing. And, you know, you only get, like, you know how it goes. You only get 12 opportunities in a year, and you work all year for them. So there's not one that we want to go out there and waste. So that's kind of been the message this week of practice. I think this has been our best week of practice so far. Mm. So, I mean, guys are answering the bell. They know the expectations that we have set. So we're going to go into, you know, Heinz Field bringing our best.
Did Kenny Pickett watch the Manning cast Monday night?
I did. I was between that one, and I also wanted to hear, you know, Lewis Riddick as well, the pit man.
He said hail to
the
pit. He gave you guys a little shout-out,
that's
Kenny.
Right.
Did you hear
that's
that?
That's right. I heard the shout-out. So I was kind of trying to flip back and forth. Couldn't stay out because we have practice the next day, but, you know, really, really great game. You know, a great Monday night game.
Well, if you think EJ jumped up off his couch, not for a big play, but when he heard Riddick toss a hail to Pitt out there, EJ just jumps up and gives
him
a big
old
fist pump.
I think it was a borderline erotic moment in the Borghetti household. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And Dorn, you're laughing because you know that I'm 100% right. The highlight of the Manning cast, Kenny, was that Peyton tried to put the Ravens helmet on and it didn't fit because his head was too big. And then Eli made fun of his forehead. So I know you're close with Peyton. I don't know if you're good enough to text him and make fun of him for that, or if you even texted him to break his balls about beating Tennessee. I don't know if you did that or not.
No, I'll let Eli handle that. I'm sure he's got it under control.
Good. All right, Kenny. Well, to Doran's point, go out there and beat Western Michigan on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
There you go. Kenny Pickett.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.